original sin. Now, is it essential? Answers with Ken Ham, author of the best-selling book, The Lie, Evolution. Ken, surely all Christians would say it's vital to believe in original sin and in Adam's fall, wouldn't they?
Well, I've actually had a number of Christians tell me that the book of Genesis is not essential to the gospel. They say, you know, as long as people believe in Jesus Christ and what he did on the cross, that's all that's really essential to the gospel. Imagine, Mark, a Christian whose church teaches that Genesis is not essential, as long as we just tell people about Jesus, that's all that's important. And imagine the following possible conversation as the person tries to witness to a skeptic. Sir, you must believe in Jesus. Well, who's he? Replies the skeptic. Well, states the Christian, he died for your sins. Well, why do you do that? And what is sin? The skeptic questions. The Christian then blurts, well, there's a story in Genesis about Adam and Eve and sin, but it's probably just a myth, and don't worry about that. Just trust in Jesus. Could you imagine the skeptic saying, wow, what a powerful message? Well, not at all. You see, the history in Genesis concerning original sin, that is absolutely foundational and essential to fully understand the gospel. It's foundational to the gospel.
Our radio ministry exists to challenge the church to accept the book of Genesis as the true history book of the universe. The Bible even answers the age-old question, if God's all-powerful, why is there so much death and suffering in the world? The answer is on our website, answersradio.com.